What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. We are joined today by a guest, Carolina Salazar, and we are live. This is our first video podcast with a guest. So if you're not already, definitely go listen on Spotify. We'll also upload it on YouTube if you're not a Spotify user. Of course, you can listen everywhere, but it would be really cool to watch since we do have Carolina live with us. Yay! Actually, we're like technically with her because we're at her apartment coming from New York City. So we're super excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I talked about this in the last episode, but for a video podcast with a guest, because now you get to see her mannerisms and like, I don't know, I feel like the connection is just so much better to be able to experience the in-person guests like we get to. I'm just so excited for that.
Yeah, so we're going to get into spiritual wellness today. Carolina is an expert on spiritual wellness. We were talking about this before. She's been studying astrology and so many different things for a few years now, so she definitely has a lot to teach us. And I'm super excited because obviously we talk a lot about health and wellness on here, but we haven't really gotten into the realm of like spiritual wellness. That's not something that Catherine and I are experts on. And I'm super excited to learn myself and to have you teach everyone. So
I'm Carolina, so excited.
Introduce yourself.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on the pod. I'm so excited. We're doing a little podcast swap. Mm-hmm. So this is really fun. And I totally agree with like recording in person. It's so much better and more fun. So hi, everyone. I'm Carolina. My account on Instagram and TikTok is the Carolina Lifestyle. I've been creating content for 2 years now and also studying astrology for 2 years. I'm a health coach, and I also just am passionate about helping women in particular, but really everyone, live in alignment with their soul and with what truly lights you up and with helping people kind of connect to their higher self. So that's really where I come from, and just really also helping people fall in love with themselves, their uniqueness, their authenticity, and all of that. So yeah, really excited to be here.
Yay. All the good stuff. I will say, on the way here, Caroline was listening to Carolina's podcast and looking through astrology charts and like trying to read up and study up.
Because till now, all I know is that my sun sign is Leo, and I kind of know what it means, but I like don't know much more than that, and I've always wanted to learn. And so I was looking at Carolina's podcast. She has an astrology series on there, so like if you guys want a little boot camp on astrology as well, definitely go listen to that, because just even on the way over here, like I was learning more about myself. It was great. But Carolina, how did you get into spiritual wellness, and what's your journey been with it?
Yes, amazing. I love that question. So I've always been kind of like interested in spiritual things growing up. Like I remember when I was very little, like one of my babysitters had like a Scorpio necklace, and I was like, what is that? And I was just like curious. But with time, I just like wasn't as connected to it until my freshman year of college. I was in between freshman and sophomore year, and my mom was like, you should really watch this movie called The Secret. And you guys have seen it.
I have, a long time ago, but I did watch it once.
Okay, awesome. So I watched The Secret and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. So after that, I kind of started like dabbling with manifestation. Mm-hmm. Like I would manifest a seat at the library, or I would like just like do small little manifestations, but I didn't really use it that much or like to the fullest of its potential until the beginning of quarantine. I was like just kind of down in the dumps, just like feeling really down. I had just gotten back from abroad. Like, my abroad program was canceled. And throughout all of college, I feel like I really struggled with my health and wellness, because I went into college with an eating disorder and then, like, healed throughout that, but, like, kind of half-assed the healing until quarantine. Yeah. And then also was just, like, self-sabotaging a lot with, like, heavy partying, heavy drinking, stuff like that. Sure. So come quarantine, I was like, okay, this is not great. Like, I need to do something about it. And so that's kind of what kickstarted my spiritual awakening. And one of my best friends told me about this book called The Power of Now. So I read that. And then that really opened my eyes to like our mind and how our mind is connected to our suffering sometimes. Like if we're overthinking about the past, or if we're overthinking about the future, or like living in guilt and shame and all these difficult emotions, they're all triggered by the concept of time. So that book kickstarted my spiritual awakening, and like one thing led to the next. So I started meditating, and then I started therapy, and then I started reading more personal growth books. I started learning more about astrology, and it was just kind of this like ginormous evolution that happened all at once, and it was super interconnected, very holistically.
Yeah.
And I really felt that when I started healing my spiritual self, that's when my, like, eating habits improved. Yeah. That's when, like, my mental health improved. Mm-hmm. So I really saw my whole health improve mm-hmm. when I started just learning about these things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it all happened.
And it sounds like manifestation, like, the core concept of that is kind of the core or, like, the center of all of this. So could you dive a little bit into, like, what that means? Because I haven't talked about it that much on the podcast, but, like, a few years ago when I first kind of started wanting to make changes, like, self-development, health and fitness, all of that, like, manifestation was at the core of it, and I have totally lost that at this point, and uh-huh. it's something that I've always wanted to bring back. Like, I made vision boards, and I was, like, scripting, and that was, like, definitely a core part of, like, the kickoff of my wellness journey as well, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't know, was for it, sure. like, for you as well, a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely, like, journaling, manifestation through journaling, and more scripting, but for sure,
That was huge. That was, like, my favorite. I love scripting, and I haven't been so long.
Same.
It's so fun, and, like, it works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that was, for me as well, like, a core of wellness and health for me, and I have kind of gotten out of that habit, and, like, which I don't like, but I would love to get back into it and make that more of, like, a center point of health and wellness and what that means to me.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, for myself as well, like, how do you define manifestation, and, like, how can people kind of do that with small things throughout their life?
Yes. Okay. So for me, what I like, how I define manifestation is, like, something that is an idea or kind of, like, out in space or the 5D, like, in your mind, not mm-hmm. physical, becoming a physical reality or, like, coming into your life. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I see manifestation. It's also, I think, very, very tied to two things, like, your connection to yourself, like, your belief mm-hmm. in yourself, and then also your belief in something greater and, like, in a force that's out there to help you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, like, to me what manifestation means. And then what was the second part of the question?
What are small ways, or, like, how could somebody start using manifestation?
Okay, so I'll, like, give, like, my, I think it's, like, 5 or 6 steps
okay.
manifestation model, but just kind of, like, how I see it. But before I even dive into that, I want to say, like, I totally relate to you guys, because I think when you first start diving into it, and, like, you first create your vision board or your script, then you really see it happen, you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is real, this works, this is amazing. And that was really me in the beginning of the pandemic too, like, when I really understood what manifestation is. Mm-hmm. Like, before it used to be, like, manifesting a seat at the library, then it became, like, manifesting a better routine, manifesting a relationship, yeah. like, things like that. So we all know it works and it's powerful, yeah. but it's normal to kind of, like, with time, get out of that routine. Like, I definitely have found that I've disconnected a little bit mm-hmm. from it, because you have to be very intentional and take that time to, like, script and do those things.
Yeah.
But to me, the, like, way to manifest, the first thing is, like, you have to know what you want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I get stuck sometimes, because, like, you have to decide the what. Like, the what and the why. What do you want and why do you want it? Mm-hmm. Why is it important? Mm-hmm. So you have to get, like, as clear as possible, like, with that,
like,
thing.
Detailed, get into it, like, how do you feel, how do you, like, how are you thinking in that moment?
Exactly.
That's what I liked about scripting, is you can really, like, put yourself in that spot and make it a story, and it, like, that's where the fun part of it comes in.
Exactly. So it can be really, really fun, and, like, it's great to, like, have fun with it. So the first step is just deciding the what, and then you're like, okay, let me visualize it, let me see it happen. It's like, how can I visualize as being a part of my life? So you can do that with scripting, you can do that with vision boards, mm-hmm. all of that. And then the first step, the step zero, is gratitude. Because like, in order for you to communicate with the universe and, like, for the universe to help you out, like, you have to be grateful for all the things you already have, because the universe has already given you basically everything you have right now, and you've manifested every situation you've been in. So I think that's the first step, because it's like, if someone gives you a gift and you don't thank that person, like, are they going to give you another gift? Maybe not. Probably not. That's kind of how I see it. So then it's the what, then it's the visualization, and then it's also the release. Like, that, and that's for me the key to unlocking manifestation, is, like, you don't have to know the how. You don't have to know the where.
Yeah.
That's the universe's job.
Right, just let it happen.
That is, like, how I've always approached, like, what I want my life to be or anything like that. I've always felt like, if I know the vibe of what I want, I don't have to know exactly what it is or exactly how it's gonna happen, as long as I know, like, this is what I want it to feel like, you know, that kind of thing. Yes.
It's like how I like go about everything. I'm like, I don't need to know every little step because I'm also like, I have the tendency to get like super controlling and obsessive. So I'm like, I have to let go needing to know every detail and just let myself know that like this is the vibe that I want. And it will come if I like
just believe overall it's gonna happen and it'll happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like the way I say it, it's kind of like you're placing your order on Amazon. Mm. You know Amazon's gonna deliver. Like you trust Prime. Like you trust that it's gonna come to your doorstep. So you don't have to be like checking every day your Amazon cart, like wait, did I forget to place the order? Like did Amazon forget about it? It's the same thing. It's like, it's going to come.
Right.
But it's not with necessarily the certainty you would have with Amazon. It's just like, you have to trust. It's the same thing with like a coffee shop. Like, let's say you go and you pay for your coffee and you say, okay, I want an oat milk latte with one pump of vanilla or whatever. Then you have to wait until the barista makes your coffee. And sometimes there's a longer line or whatever. But your coffee eventually ends up there for you to pick it up. It's the same thing with manifestation. So surrendering is really just like not worrying about the how and the where and the when. Because, like, let's say this very moment, like, okay, we knew we were going to record this podcast together, but did we know exactly how the conversation was going to go? Did you know exactly where the apartment was in New York or, like, what it looked like? There's all these details that you can never really predict.
But I trusted it was going to be really cute, and it is really cute. It's perfect. I love this apartment, guys.
Thank you.
I was looking at your disco ball as well.
Like, it's a vibe.
Oh, my God. I see that disco ball in your TikToks.
It's the disco ball.
It's the disco ball.
I have to literally move all of my things from my kitchen to my window still to get those videos because
oh my God, that's what we have to do in our apartment in Boston as well. It is
the school apartment in Boston. It was like disgusting, unless it was still disgusting by the window, but at least you could get like a little bit of lighting if you moved over the window.
Our apartment for the fall, we've never seen it because we were away. Like our roommate signed it, and we're just like, we trusted that it was good. But there's a skylight in the kitchen, and I'm so excited.
That's going to be amazing.
I was like, I don't care. My room is, like, 2 square feet. I don't care. Like, there's a skylight.
Yes. But, exactly. And no lighting. It's everything.
That it's going to be the right place.
Exactly. You have to trust.
I've never seen it.
I do love what you said about surrender. Like, that word is just so powerful, and it's so important for literally everything. Like, you have to surrender a little bit in order to move forward or in order to, like, participate in something or experience something fully. Like you have to give up a little bit of control maybe into that trust and into the surrender. But
I love the word surrender, and I think surrender applies to everything. Like let's say, like, for example, the day that I was moving into this apartment, like I was stressed, I was like worried if the furniture was going to come in time or whatever. But then on the day of the move, I just like meditated in the morning and I was like, this is my intention for the day. And like, I'm calling in all the support I can get, all the good energy I can. And I trust that it's going to be an ease-filled move. And like, it was. Yeah. But I still struggle with like control or just like all of those things, like micromanaging or worrying, overthinking about the future.
Overplanning.
So when you surrender, you truly just like trust that it's going to be the best that it can be. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. Like, that can also apply to, let's say, for you guys, like, what you talk about on your podcast. Like, when you set a goal, like, or even a physical goal, stuff like that. Like, you just have to trust that your body's going to change in the way that best benefits you.
Yeah, right.
Or even with people. Like, if you're working in a group project, like, you have to surrender a little and, like, trust that if you're delegating, other people are going to do their job and it's still going to be great.
Right.
So, I find that when I try to control everything, it usually ends up like worse than when I just let go a little bit.
No, that is like a really good point to relate to fitness in the way that we talk about it a lot, because it's like you cannot just like design your body. You cannot just like design it like that. But if you can appreciate and have gratitude towards like the movement and the good food and all of that and like your mental health and just surrender and trust that like the body that comes with that is the healthy body that you're supposed to have. That's like a really good mindset.
And trust that
to put with it as well.
If you're treating yourself well, if you're, you know, eating nutritious foods, if you're getting movement in, if you're making sure that you feel good, that if you do want like physical changes or mental changes, that they will come. And that's where the patience and
you
the trust comes in.
Exactly. Like, right? I think in one of your episodes, you guys were saying, like, if you step on the scale every single day, like, and you're working out, let's say you're trying to get into a workout routine, if you check the scale tomorrow and you worked out just today and tomorrow,
it's probably not going to change that much. But then, like, if you just let it go and, like, you check in, like, 2 months, like, there will definitely be a difference. Yeah. But if you're trying to control exactly how many pounds and, like, every day,
you're going to get discouraged.
And, like, it's harder to be in a higher vibration when you are, like, kind of falling to that level of attention and control. Yeah. And I think that another thing, too, is just remembering that manifestation is also about aligned action. So like you were saying, like, if you are doing the things that, like, are aligned with your goals, like, for example, working out in a way that that you love, or eating nutritious foods, or being grateful, you are doing the things that are taking you in that direction too. So it's like trusting when you get those intuitive hunches of things you want to do or should do. And sometimes it might contradict what you've been told, like, for example, diet culture, like, instills all these ideas in our mind. But if you're really trying to align with your higher best self, like, does that version of you really believe in diet culture? Like, no.
And a lot of times you do have to contradict things, or, like, go against kind of what you know in order to get to that different spot.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like the mind versus heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, your mind might have all these preconditioned ideas of things you're supposed to do, but your heart is probably taking you in the direction for, like, your highest evolution.
And kind of going with that, like, in terms of surrendering, does that also apply to, like, letting go of those past perceptions, or letting go of, like, even past experiences that held you back? Because I know that, like, even if I'm trying to move forward with something, like, sometimes my mind, I, like, let it go back to, like, past experiences, past feelings and things like that, even though I moved on from them, like, things, like, still linger. Does that almost manifest those things, like, coming back? Or is that, like, a form of self-sabotage, like, dragging you back? Do you have to also surrender, like, the past?
Yes, 100%. 100%. And that's why I love the word surrender, because there's, like, a million different, like, ways it's applied to, like, manifestation and also our lives. But what that really reminded me of is the ego, right? Like, what is the ego? Like, the ego is basically our lizard brain. Like, when we were prehistoric creatures, or, like, many, many, many years ago, our ego or lizard brain was just a part of our brain that, like, activates fight or flight if, like, we think we're in danger, or, like, things like that. So technically, physically, it's just trying to keep you safe. But, like, what do we think is unsafe? What we don't know. So when we're trying to shift our mindset, when we're trying to, like, get new beliefs, like, for example, new beliefs about health, those old beliefs that before were, that have been our beliefs this whole time, like, they're the comfort zone. Like, you already,
the comfort zone.
It's the comfort zone. That's where your ego wants you to stay. So if you focus on growing and, like, evolving, it's going to take you into unknown territory. And then your ego is going to be like, no, no, no. Like, take, like, go back to that old way of being, the way you know works, quote unquote. Even if it, like, wasn't serving you.
Yeah.
It's just what you've always done until this point.
How do you suggest someone fights that urge to, like, go back to the comfort zone? How do you push through when you're, like, you're doing well, you're making a change, and then you get to a point that gets a little bit scary, and you, like, your mind tries to go back to that comfort zone?
Yeah, and I think that that can be very real, especially with diet culture or stuff like, I don't know, like, oh, I'm trying to lose weight, like, let me go into caloric deficit, or, like, let me go cut carbs out, or let me go do a bunch of cardio and, like, you know, do that stuff. Like, those things might, at least for me, like, sometimes they come through. So I think it's just about realizing, like, why am I doing this? Like, who am I, like, benefiting by doing this? And also knowing that, like, always growth is going to be uncomfortable. So, like, if you, and this is what I'm trying to remind myself constantly, is, like, what's making me uncomfortable, it's what's best for me, probably. Unless it's, like, you actually have an intuition
if
that
it's not, if it's not, you'll know, though, right? Like, you'll know the difference between right and wrong, and kind of the, like, helpful discomfort rather than, like, really, so, just painful discomfort.
So if, I think if, like, someone listening is, like, stuck in this, like, oh my gosh, but, like, it feels really uncomfortable to intuitively eat, or it feels really uncomfortable to, like, try this new thing that I'm not very good at. It's like, you have to be okay with being bad in the beginning, and just, like, having a learner's mindset instead of just, like, being fixed in your old ways. But it's also just, like, be graceful with yourself, because I think self-judgment and self, like, guilting and shaming is, like, something I've experienced a lot, and it's very hard to navigate.
For sure.
Because you'd be like, oh, like, I should have done that. Or, like, oh, I'm not capable. Oh, this is hard. I'm not good at it immediately. I'm automatically bad. But you have to be kind of bad in the beginning to become good at something. So you just have to keep going. And when I was little, like, I was a type of kid where, like, my brother was super athletic, super, like, amazing at sports. And I would try one sport and, like, completely fail. And I would just be like, nah, I don't like it. I'm bad at it. And I would just drop it. And there are some people that are maybe a little bit naturally better at certain things, but you can always learn. You just have to practice.
Yeah, for sure.
So
let's go back to a while ago. You were talking about vibrations and levels of vibrations. Yes. Let's get into that, because I know we haven't talked about that in a while, or I know I haven't talked about that in a while, but I used to be so into, like, I loved looking at the vibration pyramid, if we want to get into, like,
have you seen that?
Yeah.
The vibration pyramid?
Yeah.
What did it look like? What did that diagram look like?
Well, I saw one that was, like, color-coded. The bottom was, like, red. I think the top was purple with enlightenment, maybe. But each frequency, you know, the vibrational level has a different, and it was an upside-down triangle. So kind of anger, or maybe, like, more negative, yeah, more negative feelings.
The smallest was at the bottom.
Yeah, so there's like, was maybe like 100 whatever units of frequency was at the bottom, and it was more like negative feelings, and it was a smaller, the tip of the like pyramid, and as you move up, it gets higher frequency, higher vibration,
okay,
and the pyramid gets wider.
Okay, so, I've never seen that diagram, but like that reminds me of like two separate things.
Okay,
so like that reminds me of like chakras, because like that's kind of like there is a progression of energy in that way. But when it comes to vibration, there's this one really good diagram that one of my like business coaches before in the past showed to me, and it's called the, I think it's called the like emotional frequency scale or something like that. And basically, it's like it's not a pyramid, but it's just like kind of like a straight line, and there's like minus, I don't know, like minus 10 to positive 10.
Okay.
And so that just kind of shows like how different emotions stack up energetically. So yeah, like let's say like a zero is calm or like
neutral-ish.
At peace,
yeah,
neutral. A plus 10 is like love, or like gratitude is like pretty high up, whereas like maybe a plus 2 would be like, or a plus 3 would be happy. And then above that is like ecstatic, or I don't know, like there's different levels like that. And the same way it can go down. So maybe like it's anger, guilt, shame, sadness, grief, self-judgment. Like there's like all these different like levels. So the way that I think about it is like, toxic positivity is never great, because like it's, if you have negative feelings, it's important to feel your feelings, like they're there for a reason, they're there to communicate with you if something's like out of whack. But at the end of the day, when you believe yourself to be worthy, or are confident in yourself, or you trust that like you are capable of achieving your dreams, even if right now there's nothing in your life that mirrors that vision board, but like if you actually believe that you are worthy of reaching that, or that that is possible, that is you putting yourself at a higher vibration, or let's say you are in a vibration that matches that life.
Yeah,
but if let's say you constantly think about that vision board and it makes you feel like, oh, why am I not there yet? Oh, I'm not worthy. Why? Like, why me? I'm in like victim mode. That's you putting yourself in like a low vibration that's like probably not going to attract that reality.
Yeah, it's almost like focusing on the fact that you aren't there yet, or convincing yourself that you aren't there yet or aren't close enough, pushes you deeper back into those lower frequency emotions and pushes you further away from ever achieving it, and puts you into the victim mindset kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So talking about manifestation, just to like clarify everything that you're saying, like when you want to manifest these things, this life for yourself, like you're thinking about a life that is in a certain higher vibration. And then to ever get that, you have to get your mindset and your self-talk to be reflective of that vibration.
To match it.
Like you have to match yourself to that vibration before you can expect the things that are also at that level to be able to flow into your life.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then there's a couple other things I want to say about that too. So there's like a lot of like laws of the universe, but like the most known law is a law of attraction. Like everyone who's seen The Secret or is on TikTok probably has heard of law of attraction, like probably once. And what the law of attraction states, like what the law of attraction really is that you attract what you give your energy to, or what you give your attention to. So let's say you like see, like what's a food you hate? I don't know. An example.
I don't know.
You don't have to come up with one example if there's one that comes to mind.
I don't even know what I hate. Like,
okay, actually, I have a good example. I have a better example. Like, let's say, like, cross off food.
Yeah.
You don't like tomatoes, though?
Well, no, I like tomatoes, but no, I like tomatoes, but when tomatoes are like a little bit overripe and they get like that mushy, that's like soggy to me. I despise. Okay. That's like disgusting. I don't know why it's the first thing that I can think of. I don't have any like major food aversions. I'll try anything.
Okay. Well, like let's use a different example. Like let's use the example of fuckboys. Okay. Like let's say like you hate fuckboys. Like, oh, like they're the worst. As we all like should. You know, like we fuck boys suck, but like that's a perfect example because like that's something, let's say you're very averse to, like you really don't want to attract a fuck boy into your life, like you want a good relationship, but like all you keep attracting are these guys. Why? Because you're probably giving so much of your energy away when you're thinking about that, like fuck boys, oh I hate that guy, he's the worst, like you're giving a lot of energy to that, and the universe, like it doesn't capture positive or negative want or don't want, it just captures energy. So if you're giving a lot of energy to that, like that's what you'll attract. But if you focus on like, oh my gosh, isn't it amazing when like guys are super sweet, or like when they actually appreciate me, or when they take pictures of me or whatever, like oh look at that relationship, that's like such a cute relationship, like wow that's amazing, I'm so happy for them, like that's you giving your energy to something that you actually want. So the universe will match either one. It just depends on how much time you're spending thinking about either of those things. So when you don't believe that a reality is possible because you haven't seen the proof of it in your life yet, you're more likely to just think it's not possible. So you have to like trick your mind to believing that it is, and like actually choosing to believe that it is, but like trick your mind into thinking that that's coming, or like that that's great. And the same applies to, let's say, like, I used to struggle a lot of comparing, for example, like, my success, other people's success. But when you do that, like, let's say you're looking at someone you follow, like, grow really, really fast, and you're like, ugh, why is she growing so fast? Like, why is her account doing XYZ? Or, like, why did that person get blah, 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 and I didn't? That's you telling the universe that when you get to that level of success, people are not going to be supportive of you. Or that you don't want that level of success.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that. That's like my comparison. I'm like, I'm not comparing myself to how I look compared to other people. But when someone else is blowing up, I'm like, how are you and not me?
Yeah, and it's so normal as content creators. And like, I still struggle with that sometimes, but I struggle a lot more with it. And it took me a while to kind of get away from that feeling. But that's what I had to realize. Like, when I started genuinely, like, and you have to genuinely feel happy for that person, though. Like, it can't be, like, a fake. Like, when deep down, like, the feeling is still, like, like, it has to come from the feeling of, like, oh, my God, it's amazing. You know?
Separate that. Because I know sometimes I'll, like, if I know in the back of my mind, if I'm, like, having a negative feeling or something, and I'm, like, oh, I don't want to manifest that, I try to, like, mask it. But, like, does that do the job? Like, how do you like truly change that feeling, or can you just like push it away and try to mask it and be like, no, I'm manifesting the positive instead?
I don't think it like works that way. Like, whenever I'm like still half-assing,
because do you think you always know how you feel? Like, you know,
it just doesn't have the same effect than like when I actually feel joy or like happiness for someone else, or just like in general. Like, let's say, like, you're trying to lose weight, but, like, secretly you're binging every night. Like, is it going to help you lose weight? No. Because, like, you're still doing that, but you're just pretending it's not happening. It's, like, the same thing when it comes to these things, like the energy that you have. So I think it's really about just being, like, okay, I'm feeling this way. Like, I'm feeling a little bit resentful that, like, that's not me. But I trust my timing. And, like, I know that, like, I'm not meant to be in spring all the time, like, reaping all the goodness and, like, in summer all the time. Like, winter comes and, like, there's other seasons in our lives. And so everyone has their own time to, like, pick their, like, flowers. So I think it really comes down to, like, also trusting your timing.
Something that you said reminded me a lot of something Catherine said in an episode once, where if you can't, like, not think about, you can't think of not thinking about something, because then you're thinking about it. And I think that like pertains a lot if we're talking like in the health and fitness, and you were talking about like if someone's trying to lose weight but then they're binging, where it's like I think that's where a lot of things go wrong with like a restrictive mindset about food, because all you're thinking about is not eating that thing or not doing that, and then all you're doing is thinking about doing that or having that, or you know,
you get hyper fixated on something you're trying to, you know, think about the negative of it.
So that, and then like, you're not surrendering. That, like, you can't just mask something and cover it, because, like, if you're just, like, trying to not think of it, you're really thinking of it. And then you're manifesting it.
Yeah, so, like, acknowledge the feeling and just be like, okay, I feel this, mm-hmm. and it's okay. But, like, or just, like, try to catch yourself and, like, let that go. Like, it's, like, yeah. it's just a thought. Like, you can just, like, choose to release it. Like, practice surrendering. And, like, it's a cloud. Like, okay, bye. Like, I don't want you. I don't want this thought. Mm-hmm. And then just be, like, okay, like, try in that moment to shift your energy. Like, try to, like, look at whatever it is. Like, whether it's, like, looking at someone mm-hmm. else's success or something else. Just, like, genuinely try to shift your emotion in that moment, like maybe physically, like maybe just take a deep breath mm-hmm. or like do something physically that could like connect you with a different emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I That's like how you added too. A like an and statement. Yeah. If you like accept the feeling or accept the thought, even if it's maybe not what you want to be thinking.
Yeah.
And then add what you want to be thinking. You know, yeah. let the negative or the talking down.
Yeah, because like if you don't accept that it's there, like that's when you're probably gonna try to push it away yeah, even absolutely. More.
Or then you, like, you know it's there, but you haven't let yourself, like, tell yourself it's there. So then you just keep thinking about, like, I know, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah but I'm, like, yeah. trying to be so different. Like, I'm pushing this away.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, wait, I feel like we should recap just, like, this whole talk about manifestation. So the steps.
So my 5-step model to manifestation, like, to summarize. So first is, like, be grateful. Thank the universe. It already gave you a present, like, many presents until this point. So mm-hmm. thank the universe first. And then figure out what you want. What do I want? Get as clear as possible. Write it down. Write a list. Like, whatever it is. Then visualize. So this can be making a vision board. This can be scripting. Like, being very detailed and, like, writing in the present moment as if it's already there. It can be closing your eyes and, like, trying to think about it as if it was already your reality, like a meditation or something. Or it can also be just, like, focusing on how it would feel to have mm-hmm. that thing. So the third one is visualize. Then the fourth one is surrender. Mm-hmm. So literally don't focus on the how or the when. That's not your job. It's the universe. That's what the universe is for. Mm-hmm. And then trust. Like, trust your time. Trust the universe. Know that, like, you have your time to reap the seeds that you plant into flowers. Like, it's just going to happen in a different time for you than someone else. And, like, we're all on different paths. So focus on your path and, like, try your best to not compare, because that puts you at a, like, lower vibration. And I guess, like, a bonus would be focus on aligning your current energy with what you want and, like, aligning energetically with that by being happy for the people who already have what you want.
Yeah. I like that we touched on this a little bit already, but how would you say practicing spiritual wellness, like, funnels into or supports physical and mental health?
Yes. Oh, I like that question. Okay, so we already talked about it a bit, like you said, but I think the way I think it ties with physical health first mm-hmm. is that what spirituality to me means mm-hmm. is, like, which is, like, a first, like, a first thing to, I guess, dive into is your connection to yourself and to something larger than yourself. Mm-hmm. And also realizing that you're all one and the same, like, yeah. with everyone around you and with that, like, larger vibration, like, that is also a part of you. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means to me. And also knowing that, like, I have a physical body. That's my physical health.
Yeah.
So that's, like, working out, eating good food, like, treating my body with love. Mm-hmm. Then you have a mind. Like, you have a conscious mind. Like, you can observe your thoughts. But that's your conscious mind, not your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. So that's your mind. It's, like, that's your mental health. Yeah. It's being aware of those thoughts. And then there's emotional health, which is, like, the feelings that go along mm. with the thoughts. And then there's the spiritual health, which is, like, all underlying that is your soul. It's, like, your essence. It's, like, who you really, really are. I personally believe that, like, in reincarnation, like, I don't know what you guys believe, but, like, I trust that, like, I have a soul. And, like, when I was born, I had an essence that I still have today. And that's, like, because that's how I, like, have always been, or, like, it's mm. essence that I came into this world with. So the way I think it all ties together is that when you are realizing, for example, I am a soul, you're more grateful for your body, because your body is what allows you to live in this world. Like, yeah. if you didn't have a physical body, you'd just be floating around, like, energy. yeah. So that's what enables you to experience amazing food and have a human experience and hug people and walk. So that's how I think it funnels into the physical uh-huh. health. And then into the mental health is also realizing that, like, even though you might have that inner critic, and that, like, mind might come to get you, or, like, you might have those limiting beliefs, your higher self is never that voice. Uh-huh. It's always a voice that's kinder towards yourself mm-hmm. and gives you grace. And it's not the voice that's shaming you, that's guilting you. Like, that's your ego and that's your inner critic. Mm-hmm. But by being aware of both, and like connecting that to spirituality, that's how you're able to improve your mental health too.
Have you found that since prioritizing your spiritual health, has it helped you stay, has it just like in itself improved your physical and mental health, or has it also helped you stay more consistent with those other physical and mental habits?
I think it's kind of, I don't know if it's like the thing that did it, because like, for example, I think that keeping a good physical health like involves different things than like it would your spiritual health. Sure. So I guess the things I would be consistent with would kind of be different. But when you're happy with your spirit and when you're trying to be like your higher self and your best self, your most loving self, naturally you're going to choose more loving things for your body and for your mind. So it is kind of interconnected. Mm-hmm. But I also think like spiritual awakenings and like developing spiritually isn't necessarily all butterflies and rainbows, because it's also a lot about loving your darkness, like loving the parts of yourself that like aren't perfect and that you don't want to necessarily broadcast to the world and like showcase to everyone's, but you have to accept it to heal it.
Yeah.
And that might involve a lot coming up to the surface for you to kind of like break down.
Yeah.
So there might be moments where like maybe your mental health or your physical health like might not be like at its peak, especially if you're like going through a lot of emotional turmoil, like with hardships to when it comes to accepting your darkness. Mm-hmm. But once you do, like what's on the other end of it is magic. Like it's everything else feels better and lighter.
Mm-hmm. Again, surrender, acceptance, trust. Like that's all.
Yeah.
It ties into everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So you have a podcast episode that is about why being is just as important as doing. Let's talk a little bit about that. What does that mean to you and how have you kind of experienced that? And
yeah. So I think that something I talk a lot about in my platform is masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah.
So like masculine and feminine energy, like it doesn't have anything to do with gender. Like it's not male, female, like none of that. It's just, you could also say like yin and yang, or you could also say like flow and firm. Like there's different words you could use, but essentially the difference is like we live in a masculine world. Like we live in a world that prizes you and rewards you and compliments you when you're involving masculine energy, like doing, achieving, to-do lists, like that kind of stuff, like a linear progression. I have a goal and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna get that goal, and like there's a straight line, steps I take and I'm there,
like obvious goals,
obvious. Like it's like productivity, it's go go go, it's that kind of stuff. But like even partying, like drinking, like that kind of stuff is more related to masculine things because you're expending more energy. Feminine energy is more tuning into like, and divine feminine and divine masculine, like that's other ways of describing that too. But divine feminine energy is not linear. It's like circular almost. Okay. It's like going within. It's like a spiral growth, or it's like tuning into your intuition, slowing down, tapping into like flow, dancing, laying down on the couch and just relaxing, like surrender. All these things are feminine energy. So when it comes to, like, being versus doing, that's kind of one of the differences. Like, I would say being is more feminine energy and doing is more masculine energy. Okay. So why I think being is as important as doing is because we live in this world that prizes you for doing and doing and doing, going, 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 achieving. You might sometimes forget that, like, you need some breathing room. Like, it's just as important for you to just allow things to be for a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that also comes down to gratitude. Like, I don't know, I'm a very like go-getter achiever. Like in astrology, I'm an Aries rising and I have a lot of Aries, and that's a lot of what Aries is. It's like going, and like it's ruled by Mars, which is like action and just like doing things.
Yeah.
So the being is kind of like, okay, but you don't have to always be like in, for example, as I was saying, like you don't have to always be in spring and summer, like getting the rewards of what you plant. Like sometimes you're just like practicing seeding, or like new ideas, or changing paths, or you're just enjoying this moment because there's so much to be grateful for already. So I think it's really important to realize that sometimes you just have to slow down. Like you don't have to necessarily be achieving all the time. You can just celebrate how far you've come and where you're at now.
Exactly. Like you've, with everything you've achieved, take a second to actually like put that into practice and to be with it and appreciate it and like actually use it. What's the point in growing if you're just going to keep going and going and going without even stopping to actually use the tools and the growth that you've had.
Yeah, exactly. And I think even as content creators too, for example, like a lot of the times we're like trying to get content and we're trying to film and take pictures and all, and we forget to like actually be in the moment. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why like presence is super important, and just like focusing on the now and focusing on being instead of just what you have to accomplish. Or like sometimes you just have to put your to-do list aside and say, I did enough today, like let me just go and rest.
Yeah, and I think with so much pressure on self-growth and always improving yourself, which like self-growth, self-improvement is so great, but like at what point are you like, okay, now I want to live as this person? At what point are you like, okay, like I've made it to a point where, like now I want to experience life as this grown person, not like now I've finished a step, I need to immediately go to another. Because then like what happens if you don't? It probably catches up to you, and then all of a sudden you're gonna have an identity crisis because you've never just like existed as this person.
Like when I think I was like in the deepest in my eating disorder way back when, the issue was that I never one celebrated how far I've come, or just like even realized like what am I working towards. It was just like a bottomless pit, and I never looked enough mm-hmm. enough, I never was skinny enough, mm-hmm. I just like never took time to really appreciate how far I'd come. And I think there's a really cute trend on reels going around like recently that's like, you may not be where you want to be yet, but take a moment to realize how far you've grown, how far you've come. So I think that's what even really matters,
appreciating the process, whether you're like at the end or the beginning, whatever it is. Like taking those little moments, put your to-do list away for the day.
Because when you like, when you realize that like the gold is in the process, everything changes. Like the goal is not like, the gold is not in the result. The gold is in like the evolution. So I think that's really important, and like just like a silly example to like put that in like a just like to exemplify that. Like I've moved around a lot. And every time that I move and I get to like a new house or a new city, I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss how things used to be. Like, oh, I miss that old house, or I miss that old city, I miss those friends. And maybe if you were in the moment living in that place, you didn't pause actually be grateful for those things, you'll feel this like intense nostalgia when you've moved away from it. But if you practice just like reaping the most you can of that moment when you're in it, one, it makes it go a little slower, or like it makes you more present in that moment, like you remember more of it later, and then you'll feel less regret for not having enjoyed it fully in the future too.
That's really good advice. Okay, so you've given so much great advice. You've like defined what spiritual wellness and like what spirituality means to you. Okay, and you've given such great advice. You've defined what spiritual wellness means to you. We've gone into manifestation, surrendering, so many different things. So I know that like I personally am feeling very inspired, and I know a lot of people listening definitely are as well. So for everyone that's feeling inspired listening to this conversation right now, like what are some simple actionable steps that they can take to like one, improving their own spiritual wellness, but also like learning more about it, since I know we're really only scraping the surface here?
Okay, so for someone who's like looking to get more into spirituality or just like deepening that part of their health, I would say start writing gratitude lists. Like that's such a good way to connect to the universe. Like start practicing that, even if it's like, I just like writing as long as I can, like before bed. It's a good way to end the day in like a positive note. I would also recommend checking out my page or my podcast, because I give a lot more information there. And then some books that I also really recommend are The Power of Now, The Untethered Soul is really, really good. The Four Agreements is also really good. And there's so many. You Are a Badass is amazing. Untamed is really good. And Journey of Souls, like that one is deep. I love Journey of Souls. If you want to learn more about like what being a soul is actually like, and like how you ended up in this life, like that's a little bit more deep in spirituality, but it's a really good one.
I'm gonna save this.
So yeah, I would say like that. And then if people want to get more into manifesting, the gratitude list is the first step. But then like start just focusing on what is that dream version of yourself, and also know that that's gonna change. Like what you're dreaming of when you're 18 is going to change when you're 21, and then when you're 23. So you're going to have to revisit your manifestations with time, and like it's okay to edit them. So like you guys were saying, oh, we've loved scripting, loved making vision boards, and like I'm kind of disconnected from that. It's probably because it's time for you to make a new one. So yeah, that's what I would say.
I feel like that's also another example of like you have to also surrender, like, your past expectations to create new ones and new goals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, it, like, all connects and comes together.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. And is there anything, like, I don't know, you just, like, you have a really nice environment going on here? Like, is there something, like, what could someone, like, put in their environment?
Everyone who walks into my apartment is like, oh, my God, I feel instantly calm when I'm here.
I also feel like that's, like, the easiest. It's almost like a Band-Aid also before, like, someone actually wants to get in and do the work. It's like, okay, like, I always say, like,
she says this about candles.
No, like, I say this
about candles. Sorry. We talk about this all the time in podcasts because we used to be roommates, like, by accident. It wasn't the intention. Like, it's fine if we live together. Like, we do a lot together, but roommates is just another step. It was a lot. But I'm very, like, I need nothing out, like, clean space, and she just doesn't have that same need.
No, I do, but I think it's a self-sabotage thing. I just continue to be messy. Like, I'm clean for a little bit, and then, like, then my clothes are everywhere.
Right.
That kind of thing. But I always say I, like, really want to have, like, candles, but I feel like I can't be, like, a candle girl until I can be not messy. Otherwise, it feels just like a Band-Aid.
Why not be both?
Right. And that's what I've started doing. I'm almost burned through a whole candle in my room. It's, like, I'll have crazy clothes, like, on the end of my bed, right, but, like, my candle's going.
She helps in the moment.
I forgot my wallet.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
Because it was that's on the, like, end of her bed. First,
I'm just, like, I get really scattered sometimes. It's one character trait that, like, doesn't go along with the rest.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's okay. I feel like you should ask my boyfriend this because he's the neatest one between both of us. I'm pretty organized, but I will clutter a little bit. And I feel like the reason why I clutter the most, or, like, the reason why sometimes things get a little messy, is when I don't move slowly enough to clean them up as I go.
Yes.
So I'm trying to work on that myself. But I think that things that help my space feel really nice, a disco ball, obviously. Yes. Duh, everyone needs a disco ball. I also really like candles, incense. Get a couple of crystals, maybe, like, go to a crystal store and then just, like, feel them with your hand and, like, whichever one kind of calls to you, like, trust that that's the one that you need.
I know, we haven't been to a crystal store in a while.
We did go in Boston once and I got a few.
That was a long time ago. We should go again. Here. Update them.
And then also I recommend getting maybe, like, some sage or some of this, which is Palo Santo, and you can, like, light it and kind of, like, clean your environment energetically. Yeah. Like, if you have just been in a space where, like, you were around a lot of people or, like, around someone kind of negative, like, you can just, like, light that and just be like, I'm letting go of any negative energy. Like, that can really help, like, on a more spiritual level, like, cleanse away those energies that you don't want to carry through. But I think it's, as you're saying, like, your space is super important. And also a cleaner space, like, to me equals a cleaner mind. Like, I think more clearly, and I'm able to be more productive when my space is organized. So I think it's worth it to do that, but I do think that, like, again, give yourself grace because, like, you're different. Like, you have different priorities, and that's okay. Like, there's not one that's worse than the other.
Yeah.
So, yes. But I think those are the things that I would say, like, to make a space feel comfy and
make it, like, your own vibe, too, right?
Yeah, like, let it exemplify your own style, make some Pinterest boards. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually, like, been way more into Pinterest than I ever have been recently.
It's fun.
I'm just, like, clicking.
It's so fun, like, making little pins and boards.
When you, like, don't have to have an attachment to it, when it's not like, oh, I pinned this, now I, like, have to do this. When it's just like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. It's, like, put some music or, like, do it in the morning. Yeah. I don't know, like, it's always fun.
Yeah.
It's a good way to pass the time for sure.
So take us through, like, an ideal day in your life or your typical daily routine. I feel like that helps you really get to know someone if you know, like, what they prioritize during the day.
Yes.
This is, and Captain, this, like, is asking this question to all of the guests so that it's, like, the one recurring thing with all of our guests that, like, people who listen to all of them
can, they want to know.
from all of them.
Yeah, I do that too with my guests. So my routine, I'm trying to be very nice to myself because I feel like my routine has been non-existent for a little while. But there are some things that I'm usually consistent with. So I usually, like, wake up around 8. This past few months, there was a particular transit in the sky that was happening that was affecting my chart in a way that, like, was more emphasizing, prioritizing sleep. So I, like, let myself sleep until, like, I would wake up. Like, I just didn't have an alarm basically since January, and I'm just starting to, like, change that because the transit changed, like, 2 days ago. I don't do this with everything, but with this particular thing, I wanted to try, and it felt really good to sleep more.
just like rest more in general. So usually, like, let's say I'd wake up around 8. I always try to wake up and meditate, even if it's 5 minutes. And what I like to do is I just put on some like high vibrational frequencies on Spotify. I have a playlist if anyone's looking for one.
I will get that because I've been sleeping to frequencies, yeah? And it's been like really helping my sleep. Yeah, so
it's called Frequencies for Goddesses. Amazing. Like, this is a playlist that I made, yeah. So it has all my frequencies there. So I put that on and I like breathe. I let myself like think if any thoughts come up, like just non-judgmentally sit there for like 5 to 10 minutes, mm-hmm. or as long as I can go. I just put like a stopwatch and see mm-hmm. how far I can go. And then I usually go and make breakfast. Depends, like either I work out and I make breakfast mm-hmm. or I make breakfast and I work out. Depends on how I'm feeling that day. Mm-hmm. But my go-to breakfast lately has been 3 eggs scrambled and then some avocado, a little bit of spinach maybe, and then like a little almond flour tortilla.
Very good.
From Trader Joe's. It's really good. So I've been really vibing with that. And then like, for example, today I went on a walk and I got a matcha and then I walked back and then I did a little workout, or I'll like work out first and just like stay at home. So it depends. But that's usually what I do. And then I shower and I get started with the day. And then usually I'm just working most of the day, creating content if I have meetings. And then as the day kind of ends, I usually like, if I haven't showered yet in the morning, then I would like take a shower to kind of like close the evening out. I would make some tea. Mm-hmm. And then I would just like watch some TV probably. And if I'm feeling extra motivated, I would like go to bed and like journal read and then fall asleep, or I'll just watch TV and then go to sleep. Yeah. So kind of depends, but yeah.
Yes. It's solid routine, solid day. Like, yeah, that's a good day.
In like, I can journal, I can also watch TV.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that's what I've come to, because I used to have very strict routines where it's like, I have to wake up every day at 7, and then I have to do this, and then I have to meditate for 10 minutes, and then I have to work out for 30 minutes, and then I have to go on a walk at 5 p.m. Yeah. And that was like my quarantine routine when I had like all the time in the world. But now where I have like a social life and I live with my boyfriend and like I have more things going on and I live in a new city, my routine is different. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to listen to your body. And I try to not be super strict with myself. Like having some loose structure where it's like, I'm going to do something for myself in the morning. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be the exact same every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, Carolina, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And thank you guys for listening. If you came from her, thank you for hanging out with us. And if you are coming from our accounts and our podcast, we are also about to record an episode for her podcast, so definitely go check that out. And we'll have all of her socials, her podcast, that playlist, because I want it, linked in the show notes below if you do want to go check that out. And yeah, of course, you guys know, give the show rating, share if you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you guys next Monday.
Thank you guys for having me. Bye.
I was going to say, last plug for your name, just so they know. It's at, is it The Carolina Lifestyle?
Yes.
Okay. At The Carolina Lifestyle. That's where you can find her.
Yes. TikTok and Instagram. And then the podcast is called Luna the Podcast.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.